Notes on usage. 1. The final particle,
2,
besides the meaning, of course, surely, lesson 12, may be placed at the end of an assertive statement to turn it into a question. The question indicates that the speaker is almost sure that the statement is true and wants reassurance.
Hôm qua cô ấy cũng đến chứ?
Surely she also was there yesterday. 2. Some rules for writing a letter in Vietnamese. 2.1. The heading of a letter does not include the address, which appears on the envelope only.
2.2. The date usually follows the name of a city. For instance,
Hải Phòng, ngày 16 tháng 1 năm 2012.
2.3.
Anh, chị,
plus name plus
thân mến, quý mến,
is used in the salutation in an informal letter. The salutation of an entirely informal letter may contain such words after the name as
quý mến, thương nhớ.
A formal letter has
thưa, kính thưa,
plus
ông, bà,
plus name, or
thưa, kính thưa,
plus
ông, bà,
plus title as the salutation. In most cases, a salutation is followed by an exclamation mark. For example,
chị Thanh thân mến,
thưa giáo sư Tiến,
kính thưa bà Ngọc,
thưa ông bác sĩ.
2.4. A letter may conclude with one of the following salutations. 1. A closing word of good wishes to the person whom one is writing to, for example,
chúc anh mạnh khỏe, gặp nhiều may mắn,
I wish you good health and good luck. 2. Good wishes forwarded to someone else, for example,
cho tôi gửi lời thăm chị Hiền,
please give my regards to Miss Hiền, please say hi to Hiền. 3. A word of looking forward to hearing from that person if one expects the person to reply, for example,
mong sớm nhận được thư trả lời của ông,
mong ông sớm trả lời.
4. A complimentary closing, for example,
thân,
informal,
kính thư,
formal.